back here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Roman Oben, and it's time for the game report as we get Roman's take on the Giants' loss to the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Obviously, Roman, 38-0, really a failure in all facets of the game. Where do you lay the most blame for this particular loss?
Well, I think offensively, when you're not able to get anything going on the ground, I mean, that's where it starts. Any offensive coordinator wants bounds, wants to run the ball, wants short and manageable third down situations, and when you can't run the ball effectively, that's when all those other things happen.
And you're in third and long a lot, and that means the Panthers pin their ears back, really only rushing four guys, however, and they get to Eli Manning, knock them down a whole lot. How did the Giants fix their problems on the offensive line?
I think, unfortunately, because you're 0-3, you haven't really been able to show the good things that you can do, really since that Dallas game and in parts of the Broncos game. So you go back to the drawing board. You look at the matchups that you have familiarity with Andy Reid and his system in Kansas City, what he did at Philadelphia, and you start to say, where were we successful against his system? Where were we successful defensively, offensively? And we don't have any game tape to show ourselves doing it, but we've got to just put together a string of 1, 2, 3 series in a row, and then that'll build the confidence. Getting it done on Sunday really builds a lot of confidence.
What can the Giants do offensively with Kevin Gilbert and Eli Manning to try to work around maybe some of the deficiencies on the offensive line? This was designed to be a big play offense, but if you're getting hit on 5- and 7-step drops, don't you have to shorten things up a little bit?
Well, I think obviously, you know, Eli Manning's great throwing downfield. He's got good perimeter weapons, you know, Cruz, Nix, even Ruben Randall, all those guys. A good tight end in Brandon Myers. But I think you have to simplify some things a little bit and maybe through some shorter routes, a lot of slants. You have seen some of those work this year. You just have to continue to go to those things because, I mean, there's enough in the Kevin Gilbride itinerary, the arsenal, that'll work. You just have to just rep it out and just do it more consistently on a game basis.
Defense, very quickly, two of the strengths of this team, at least in weeks 1 and 2, was the secondary not allowing big plays. That failed this week. And you also didn't stop the run particularly well with D'Angelo Williams and Cam Newton. So is this a systemic problem on defense? Is this just a one-game blip in terms of those two areas of concern? Or is this something the Giants have to make big corrections on moving forward?
I think defensively the Giants have come a lot further along than a lot of people have seen on film. I mean, you know, 38-0 is not a good indication of that. But, again, there's 10 defensive linemen on this roster. I mean, take away quarterbacks and kicking, that's 20% of the roster. So a lot of high production is expected from the defensive line. You know, Colin Jenkins, a lot of the new guys they brought in, Sean Rogers healthy. So those guys are going to continue to play well. And the secondary, I mean, look, Princeton Mukamura, T-squared, Aaron Ross, I mean, those guys have all played well, but they've got to get some three and outs. They've got to get teams off the field. Offense has got to help defense by giving them more rest so when they do come out, they're a little bit more effective.
All right, Roman, finally, big picture now. This team's 0-3, a very difficult game against Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs, who are 3-0, by the way, under great at home, a tough place to play Kansas City.
Right.
What's the sense of urgency here? At 0-3, how much trouble is the team in? Can they still turn this around and make the playoffs? And would you still have the same answer if they lost last week at 0-1, next week at 0-4?
I think at this point, it's really not about the playoffs, and it's not about, you know, what 0-3 teams have made the playoffs. It's really about winning one game. They've got to win one game, build that confidence, and it's got to come from leadership. You know, Tom Coughlin's been here 10 years. Most of the coaching staff has been pretty much the same. But the leaders on this team have got to step up and lead by example and do whatever it takes in that locker room to really control, because those are the guys that go out there on Sundays to get it done.
By the way, last team to make the playoffs at 0-3, since you asked, the Buffalo Bills. The 98 Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the Giants can do it. Roman, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, anytime.
For Roman Oben, I'm John Schmuck. That's your game report brought to you by New Era. We'll see you next time. This game report with Roman Oben is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.